Soon you will know who'll be the best in the Eurovision Song Contest. Katie Boyle never sang, did she?
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
With Kieran Ori-Tuttiot.
The Eurovision Showcase.
The United Kingdom.
Walking to the box, let your secrets out. Time for confession. Purify your soul, denounce the devil from within. No time for aggression. Don't wait up in vain. Love has lost its way. We live in segregation. See the piece of dust that crumbles in your hand is me. Give me some affection. And though my heart is broken, my picture is forgotten, but I still believe that I can see a piece of me reflecting in
Never
your
fall.
Eyes.
Never fall.
Never fall.
We will be free.
We will be free.
Francis Raphael, representing the United Kingdom at the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland, with We'll Be Free, brackets, Lonely Symphony, close brackets. Yes, those brackets mean everything, don't they? They keep everything up and in context, which is always a wonderful thing. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Oritasiewicz, and I'm here to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest with you every Sunday from 5 p.m. on Forest FM 92.3 and 98.9 FM, down here on the south coast of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. But we're in the south coast of England, of course, across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the beautiful New Forest. Also, we're on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel, so if you're tuning in, hello to you as well. And you can listen back to any of our previous shows by heading over to Mixcloud or Spotify. Yes, just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Right, coming up on this week, we've got the last four songs for the Eurovision Song Contest 2023 to play. We're heading over to the east of Europe, and we're going to hear from the entries from Greece, Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Georgia. Yes. Also, we've got requests from Javier Laval in Canada, Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden, and James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex, a little bit closer to home. But if you want to contact us at any time, it would be an absolute pleasure to hear from you.
Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Visit our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Oritasiewicz.
That's right, and I'll do my very best to play whatever you throw at me. Within reason, it has to be a Eurovision song or a Eurovision related song. Quite happy with that too. I most certainly am. Right, now let's move on with the show. Let's find out now who is going to be
representing Greece.
So Greece this year have gone for an internal selection. Apparently they had like an internal sort of national final, but were behind closed doors, and they have selected Viktor Vernikos with What They Say. Another ballad for Greece in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. They didn't do too badly with Anna Tenfjord, did they? Die Together, which I wasn't particularly impressed with. With the theme of the song, I probably read so much more into it than what actually needed to be. However, as my personal preference. What do you think? Let me know. Here's Greece 2023, Viktor Vernikos. Vernikos, yes, with What They Say.
Late August, feet start to shake, heart starts to ache, can't focus. Panic, I lay on the floor and I hate that I'm holding on. My lungs will break, can't stop to make my mind up. Time starts to rain, clouds not afraid of the pain they're giving. Anxious the way I'm breathing, can't say that I am longing for it. And either they don't break my spirit, insane and I can tell who's winning. Wish this was something I could just ignore. Well, you know what they say. Lost souls make sure no one loses their way. Hurt ones can't stand seeing others in pain. Oh, I am bold. Now I got too much on my plate. And I save all the others, cause for me it's too nostalgic. Mind, I miss the days when my heart wouldn't ache and I'm drowning. Tire, I'm quicksand in life, we don't live to die. Now I'm trying to fight all of the lights that leave me so blind as a writer. But I'm not an actor, no, I don't live my own life and I hate my feelings. I'm overwhelmed and heated, can't say that I am longing for. Another day to break my spirit, insane and I can tell who's winning. Wish this was something I could just ignore. Well, you know what they say.
Our souls make sure no one loses their way.
Hurt ones can't stand seeing others in pain. Oh, I am both. Now I got too much on my plate. And I save all the others, cause for me it's too. Oh, yeah! Well, you know what they say. Hostiles make sure no one loses the way. Hurt ones can't stand seeing others in pain. Oh, I am both. Now I got too much on my plate.
Hello, this is Demi from Greece, and this is my song, This Is Love.
Greece.
Holding on to what we had can be so complicated. Could be time to move along and face it, no more debating. Watch the river running dry. Now it's time to say goodbye.
2017.
Isn't that lovely? Oh, cute. That was Greece 2017 right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Coming 19th with 77 points and 10th in her semi-final. That was Demi with This Is Love. Well, I love that tune. I'm a sucker for it. Anyways, let's move on. We have another entry for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest to play. We sure did, or do. That's it. Oh dear. Oh, I'm so exhausted. Right, let's move on. It's been a long week. To find out who is
representing Azerbaijan.
Yes, the country most furthest away from in Europe is Azerbaijan, unless you count Russia, but I sure aren't in anymore. Terrell Turan X are going to be representing Azerbaijan. They seem to be twins. I'm not too sure, but they look identical. And the song is called Tell Me More. Now, this takes me back to something like Supergrass or Blur would have released in the 90s. I think this is really quite nice. This is a very British sounding too. Let me know what you think.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Please record your message.
I don't know where you are. What are you up to? I'm kind of missing you right now. You know, the old days and stuff. I want you to be here with me. Just call me back when you get this message, okay?
Tell me more about me. You are. Tell me you love me, baby. More than I trust. And I just wanna know, how do you feel about us right now?
I don't know if I'm someone or someone is me. I'm running from the fate and I'm giving up my dream. I'm carrying all the pain and the sorrow that's in vain. All the games you think I play are my ways to stay insane. A shadow from the hills up, I have nothing, only tears to cry. If I ever learn again to feel the way I did, I'll die from the emotions that I kept down for years, baby.
Tell me more about me.
Yeah. I'm running out scared of life. I'm running out scared of life. I'm running out scared of breathing. Cause I adore you. I'm running out scared of life. I'm running out scared of breathing. Cause I adore you.
And I'm running. And I'm running scared. Cause I adore you.
Elle and Nikki for Azerbaijan in 2011 there with Running Scared. They ended up coming, winning the contest, obviously, in Dusseldorf, Germany. And, yes, the live performance of their song wasn't the greatest, let's be honest. But that studio version, yes, is wonderful. So you won't find Elle and Nikki or Azerbaijan 2011 at all on Alive and Kicking. Right, Roberta Ington's.
You're saying it's a bit lackluster?
No, not lackluster. Well, it just was, they didn't sing it well on the night. And I'm still scratching my head thinking how on earth that actually won after that live performance. But, you know, there you are.
Stranger things. Wasn't there also the Latvian winner as well in 2003?
Two.
That was a bit of a strange, not particularly exciting winner, was it?
No, not really. Because it was all about the performance, really. And the song was fun for the time, but Latin music and, like, Strictly Come Dancing and all of that type of stuff was all starting to kick off around about that time.
That is true.
You know, and it was more in favour of the music of the time. It's very much a capsule of its time, and it probably isn't shown to be, like, completely relevant to music of this day and age. So that's
probably
why
not.
You know, like, a majority of Eurovision fans would think, oh, the horror years of 2001, 2002. Rob?
Yes, the years when it became a bit cheesy for a while, and then it got back on track again in the 2010s.
Yeah, you know, that's fair enough. Common opinion is probably the same.
Yeah.
Same type of thing, Roberto. Anyways, things are well with you for the last week?
Things have been absolutely fine.
Yeah, just been busy bee.
Busy bee. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Trying to get in work and swimming, and I'm currently doing our discography because I'm really sad like that.
No, you're just very organised, and that's not a bad thing.
We have loads, because I still buy CDs because I'm old-fashioned. I like having the hard copy of the music, so I'm figuring out what we've got on hard copy, what we've got on CD, sorry, what we've got on MP3, and putting it all in that particular order, and then I'm going to buy the CDs that I want to get, slowly but surely, you know, cheap second-hand ones. But just, I want the hard copies. I think it's important. I don't like everything being in the cloud. I'd rather have music and books, hard copies of both.
I love you refer to everything that isn't a CD in the cloud. Oh, it's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
With the stork and Jesus. And
not fussed about DVDs and stuff like that. I don't care about films. It's more music and books. I feel I have to own them. Weird.
Do you know, I'm looking at my DVD collection, just that we have down here, not up in the loft at the moment, all Eurovision stuff except for Elton John's Dream Ticket DVD, Queer as Folk DVD, British Empire DVD.
So comedy and
British Empire
programs.
Local for Ringwood.
true, yes. British Empire was filmed there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And also, just to mention Grace and Favour.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like the spin off of Are You Being Served?
Yes. I don't
think
when
they were running
that.
A hotel. Have you never seen that?
No.
Well, we got the DVD. Did we not
we'll watch
it before?
It. No, we're watching Are You Being Served.
Oh, we've got to watch that.
Is Trevor Bannister in Grace and Favour?
I don't think he is, actually. Molly Sugden is, John Inman.
It might sound random that I've asked that, because my mum and dad were friends with him.
Yes. Yeah, they were, weren't they?
He married one of mum's friends. So, anyway, that's irrelevant. I think it's time for something random.
Why not?
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So I have a hatful of years and a hatful of countries, and I pull one out of each, and we try and get a song that matches. So, okay, I've got one, I think. Yes, here we are. Italy.
Italy, right. Well, Italy are one of the founding members of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes. So they withdrew 94, 95, 96. They came back then in 97. and then they disappeared until 2011, which we just played the winner of 2011, and Italy came back and scored, and they were runner-up. They scored a second place.
Mm-hmm. And they have since won.
They have, yes. Etio Buoni from Måneskin, and they've gone on to superstardom, of course.
We've got both their albums as well, hard copies of both.
We do. We don't have albums of Toto Cutugno's winner in 1990, sadly.
Yeah, we didn't find those in Italy.
Or Gignolo Cinquetti. No, CD shops in Italy, they were there, but didn't find much.
Italy have started to embrace Amazon, apparently, since the pandemic.
Oh, yes.
They didn't used to do that. Anyway, 1984?
Yes. Yes, they were in 1984, and they came fifth, I think, or was it fourth? Oh, dear. I'll have to find out. It's Alison Bianto with I treni di Torosera. So it's the trains to Torosera.
Okay.
It's a bit random, I guess, isn't it, Roberto?
Cats.
Well, that was random. Cats. It came fifth with 70 points. There we go. It ended up getting 12 points from Finland, Spain, Luxembourg. Yes, 8 from Portugal, 7 from Turkey, 7 from also Switzerland and Austria, and 6 points from Germany and 1 point from Norway. And that was it.
And the kitchen sink.
Yeah, pretty much. They gave 10 points to the United Kingdom that year. It was Bellina Devotions with Love Games.
You're only playing Love Games.
That's right. And then 12 points went to Ireland, which was Linda Martin's Terminal 3.
I love the way you say that. Linda Martin.
Linda Martin.
You had to say it in an Irish accent. It's like, you know.
I think it would be wrong if I didn't. It's like saying something in French and going.
It sounds a bit odd, doesn't it?
Well, like all of the, sadly, all of the protests that are going on in Paris at the moment with the pension rise in age. And every single announcer on the news network are saying Place de Congrès. It should be Place de Congrès.
Congrès, yes.
You know, so wrong. Anyways, Roberto, thank you very much for your request.
I'm just fine. You'll go far in life, but you'll not be well liked.
Italy.
Well, that is very, very rude, and you would get in bait.
1984.
Here you are, you know. Just wait.
Joyingtons.
Yes. This is a lovely song. And Grazie Italia.
Grazie
Italia. This is a Eurovision love fest for this. Lots of Eurovision fans love this, Rob. The Trains of Torosera. I treni di Torosera. Alice and Beato.
Didn't they have buses there?
No. Only trains.
Oh, okay.
Grazie, Roberto.
Bye.
Guardano passare i treni, le strade deserte di cose. Da una casa lontana tua madre mi vede, si ricorda di me, delle mie abitudini. Istante ritorna la voglia di vivere a un'altra velocità. Passano ancora lenti treni per Tosè. Nelle chiese abbandonate si preparano rifugi e nuove astronavi. Per viaggi interstellari,
in una vecchia miniera distese di sale,
è un ricordo di me come un incantesimo, e per un istante ritorna la voglia di vivere. Un'altra velocità, passano ancora lenti treni per Tosè.
nei villaggi di frontiera guardano passare i treni per Tosè.
I treni di Tosè, this week's Rob's Random Request, Alison Beato for Italy in 1984.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
A huge congratulations to Mae Muller. She's ended up getting into the top 30, or number 30 actually, in the UK top 40 charts. Yes. Congratulations to her. However, I'm quite dismayed by an interview by Lorraine Kelly on this week's Lorraine Show with Mae Muller. Take a listen to this.
To be honest, we're not going to mind if Ukraine win. I've not heard the Ukrainian song yet.
And it is their year.
It's their year.
We're just hosting on behalf. So we are Ukraine's just, party.
Exactly. So this is all about Ukraine. I know they've got Ukraine hosts along with their guys. And that'll be all right, Mae. You don't mind losing out. To those.
Absolutely
you
know, not.
We'll be happy with second.
I'll be happy. I mean, to be honest,
we'd like to win.
I'd love to do well. I'm going to try my best. But I think for me, if I go out there and I just feel like I've smashed it and I've enjoyed it, I'll be happy. I mean, I want to do well. Of course I want to do well. But if I get there and I have a great time and I can't wait to watch the other artists as well, it's just going to be a great night. So as long as I just do a good job.
Now, I don't know about you, but that has wound me up. I'm not impressed with that type of interviewing. You're supposed to be promoting the Eurovision Song Contest, not lambasting it, with our entrant this year on home soil. Some very sad news coming out of Spain. The host of the 1969 Eurovision Song Contest, Mare Laura Vanzuela, has passed away at the age of 92. She was a legend in Spanish television, and my goodness me, she managed to deal with the tiebreaker of the Eurovision Song Contest 1969 incredibly, incredibly well. And also, just to let you know that there's an updated version of the Eurovision app where you can put your top 10 into a nice display sort of PDF type of thing, which is quite cool. So if you want to do that, then go to your app store and just search for Eurovision.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
The 2023 Eurovision Song Contest is coming to Liverpool this coming May, and the Eurovision Showcase is going to keep you updated with the latest news and national finals results, music and ticket information. Join Eurovision superfan Kieran Uritotiot. For more information, head to www.escshowcase.com.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event. Showcase.
That's right. That's right indeed. Now, if you want to get in contact with us, of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com, or you can fill in our form on our website, escshowcase.com. All the details are on our website for our social media links too. Now, we've got to move on quickly. We've got three requests to play, as well as two more entries from this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So, next up, it's Step Up to the Plate.
Representing Georgia.
And here is the song Echo from the winner of The Voice Georgia. Here is Iru.
We'll be better when we'll be better than now. It is more to see than
Georgia.
Nina Suplati for Georgia in 2015 with the song Warrior there. Yes, and she ended up coming 11th with 51 points at the 2015 contest in Vienna, Austria. And I was there. Yeah, I was, I was. Right, now, it's time to move on. Our final song to play for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. Let's find out who is going to be
representing Armenia.
Armenia are going to be represented by a female soloist called Brunette. And the song is called Future Lover. Yes. It's going to be a bit of a nice one. We've got your requests coming up shortly, but now... Armenia 2023, Brunette with Future Love.
I just wanna make art, read books, and just find someone who likes me enough to kiss my face. I wanna explore with him and visit all bookstores and cute little things like drinks, movies, and new cafes. Oh, oh, oh. Dreams, movies, and near cafes. Oh, oh, oh. A future lover, I hope it all comes naturally. I hope our love is quite outside, but loud inside, oh baby. A future lover, this song I wrote for you. This song I wrote for you, my future lover. I decide to be good, do good, look good.
in chains, cold hot, cold hands, fire in my veins, heart in chains, I'm a volcano that is going to explode in a sack, I'm so hypnotized by someone that I've never ever met, don't wanna forget, am I dreaming, yes, poetic dream, I don't want it to end, oh.
Told me you should know our world is cruel and wild, but to make your way through cold and heat, love is all that you need. I believed her every word, more than anything I heard, but I was too scared to lose my phone. I began to cry a lot, and she gave me apricot kisses of the earth, fruits of the sun. Apricot stone hidden in my hand, given back to me from the motherland. Apricot stone, I will drop it down in the frozen ground, I'll just let it make it strong. Apricot stone hidden in my hand, given back to me from the motherland. Apricot song. Now I see the northern stars shining brightly in the storm, and I've got an avatar of my love to keep me warm. Now I'm not afraid of violent winds, they may blow.
That is a wonderful, isn't it? And random at the same time. That is Eva Rivas with Apricot Stone, and that was Armenia 2010. Oh, yes, I remember it very well indeed. Yes, I do. Right, time for requests. We're going to squeeze them in. Oh, yes, we're going to do our very, very best. Right, now it's time for James Brett, down in Worthing, West Sussex. James, hello! You've requested the wonderful song that was from the
2001
Eurovision Song Contest, and the country was
Slovenia.
Good choice. Here's Nuša Derenda with the song Energy that ended up coming seventh and is Slovenia's joint best placing at the Eurovision Song Contest. It is still to this moment in time. And what a tune it is. The Slovenian version's great too, I must admit.
Energy, oh, what you do to me. Your rhythm runs right through me. You're my destiny. My whole life is one big fantasy. And yet the closer that I get, you're farther. Heartbeat.
Slovenia 2001, James Bright's request, Nuša Derenda with Energy. Now it's time for Javier Leal in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And Javier, your request is the song that won the international jury vote in the Unserlied für Liverpool, the German national final this year. Here is Will Church with Hold On.
Like a renegade, running fast, but I can't escape. Got my heart with the sharpest blade. I'm back again, and I'm falling down. Still I pray, I'll be safe and sound. I am lost, or will I be found? And it goes over my, over my, over my, over my head. Life is flashing by. But you keep me alive. Show me how to hold on. Show me how to find my way home. Show me how to find my way home. Show me how to hold on. Show me how to find my way home. Show me how to find my way home. Show me how to find
on the battlefield, many times
that I try to heal. I got scars, I'm not made of steel. These broken walls, they surround me, and when they fall, I'm stuck underneath. Hear my call, are you listening? And it goes over my, over my, over my, over my head. Way too fast to know what I'm hiding from. Show me how to.
That about wraps up the Eurovision Showcase this week. Will Church, Hold On. To play us out is Robert Wallstrom's request from Gothenburg, Sweden. Here is the song from Estonia's national final. It's Yannick with House of Glass. This came fifth in Estonia's national final.
Broken pieces laying on the floor. Can we just stop for a second? Don't even know what we are fighting for. What kind of game are we playing? And what kind of life are we living? Give me something to believe in before we let everything go to waste. How many tears, how many scars does it take to know what we are? Are we scared? Are we lost? Could it ever be like it was? How can we find any reason fighting in this house of glass? When it breaks, who's gonna save what's left of us? Dying flowers on the windowsill. How did we let it go this far? Like you're a million miles away from me, and now you're fading like a star. Does it take to know what we are? How can we find?
Yannick with House of Glass from Estonia's Essay Loud 2023. Thank you everyone for joining me here on Ari Tussit for this week's Eurovision Showcase. Hope you join me same time next week. All the details to get in contact with the show are on our website, eseshowcase.com. Now, I have to tell you, Suri is coming to Hampshire to perform. She's on tour on the 17th of May. She'll be coming down to Totten. She'll be in West Totten. She'll be at the Hanger Farm Arts Centre in Alicum Man Lane in Totten. SO48FT. And the show will be from 7:30 until 10 p.m. If you want to find out more information, head to thenewforest.co.uk/whatson/Suri cover me. And I hope you can join it there. And I might be there. I'm going to do my damnedest to get some tickets. So take care of yourselves. Au revoir. Au revoir. Have you seen? Have you slept? Dobby Denya. Gochnat and adios. I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
With me, Kieran. Bye-bye.
The Eurovision Showcase.